The biggest prize on Tuesday is Texas. Voters there will participate in primaries and caucuses to choose 193 delegates for the Democratic Party's nominating convention. The latest tracking poll, released by Reuters C-SPAN and the Houston Chronicle, gives Barack Obama a narrow lead in Texas, but the state's method of picking delegates is beyond complicated. One Texan, former Democratic Congressman Martin Frost, who represented the Dallas-Fort Worth area for 26 years, has compared the Texas system of primaries and caucuses to a Rube Goldberg contraption, and Martin Frost joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Good to be with you.
Without going into all the intricacies, did the quirks of the Texas system tend to favor either Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama?
Oh, they clearly favor Obama, because the delegates that will be chosen on election day as a part of the primary are distributed in across 31 senatorial districts, and they're bonus delegates depending upon how well those districts performed in the general election. And it just so happens the areas that Obama's strongest in get the bonus delegates, the urban areas of Dallas and Houston and the liberal area of Austin. Also, the caucus system, where 25% of the delegates are chosen, absolutely favors Obama. There's a separate set of caucuses that will be held at 7:15 at the polling places after the polls close. People have to vote in the primary to be eligible to take part in the caucus. Then they have to come back and take part in the caucus. But he's better organized, and so he will do well in the caucuses. But actually, the reason that the Obama areas do better, have more delegates, is because of the way Bush performed in Texas among Hispanic voters in 2004 and how badly our gubernatorial candidate performed in 2006. So the only areas that really performed well for the Democratic nominee in Texas in 2004 and 2006 were the African-American areas. So they got extra districts, extra delegates.
When people talk about even just the media markets in Texas, there's so many of them.
Texas really is a combination of variety of different areas. You have the major urban areas, Dallas-Fort Worth, which is about a quarter of the vote in the state normally, and the Houston area, which is another quarter of the vote in the state. And then you have the valley. The Rio Grande Valley is a significant part of the vote. And then the rest of the state is more rural in West Texas and in East Texas. The interesting thing about the primary is that, assuming that Hillary Clinton does well in the Hispanic areas, that she may get two-thirds of the Hispanic vote, Obama gets 80% or more of the black vote. That pretty well cancels each other out, and the primary will be determined by the white vote. And what's happened in Texas is that in the last 20 or 25 years, the whites who vote in the Democratic primary have gotten progressively more liberal, because conservatives don't vote in the Texas Democratic primary anymore. So this will come down to a battle in May, come down to a battle of who wins the liberal white vote. And it's very interesting because Hillary Clinton has made a curious decision the last couple of days of the campaign. She's moved right in her media. She's got this ad, a red phone ad, talking about who's best equipped to be commander-in-chief, whereas the Texas Democratic electorate has moved left. And so the ad may actually work against her because it will remind liberal Democrats, white Democrats who vote in the primary, that Hillary voted for the war and that Obama was against the war. It's a very interesting state, very complicated, because the state is changing so much. You have an awful lot of new people in Texas, people who've moved in from the Midwest and from the Northeast looking for work. I suspect that the Clintons, Bill and Hillary, are in somewhat of a time warp in how they view Texas. They were active in Texas politics in 1972 for the McGovern campaign. I'm not sure they fully understand the Texas of 2008. And if they lose the primary there, it will be because they were thinking of Texas 20 and 30 years ago rather than the way Texas is today. Texas is still a conservative state in the fall in the general election. But in the Democratic primary, Texas is a very liberal state.
Not your grandmother's Texas, not even your own boyhood Texas, and
no,
apparently not even
all
a college student's childhood Texas.
Texas is changing very rapidly, and Texas will continue to grow simply because it's a place where there's economic development and because of the influx of immigrants from across the border.
Martin Frost was a congressman from the Dallas-Fort Worth area until 2005, and he's president of America Votes, a turnout organization. Thanks very much for coming in.
But my pleasure.